Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency,
Finance,
a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
At Sipple's Day, I call it Sipple's Day. It was Sipple Day at the studio, 93.7 The Ticket. And then Carson Shaw was here. And
yes.
how incredible did he look?
He was regal. You.
That can be you because of the world of finance and the world of currency at Sand Hills Global. You can live that lifestyle to whisk in, be on air, be in a suit and a tie, and then take off. I also saw, so Carson has two home bases, one at 1890 and one at Sand Hills Global, and I was taken over there a day when I was there and showed, and Jim Hansen showed me where Carson Schott sits at.
Wait a second.
When he's there on campus, because he has two offices.
What's his office like there, Bill?
It's incredible. It's incredible. Very simple, because he's very work-oriented.
Hold on.
And so you can be that.
Hold on. This is interesting for our listeners. You're talking about 1890, the collective, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
How close to Aragon is that?
It's in the same building.
That's same building. We could meet the peds there from our studio. Jake, we could be seated within what, 49 seconds?
I'd say about, yeah, under a minute for sure.
So Aragon and 1890's offices are in the same building. Okay.
God, Aragon's on the main floor. 1890's a couple floors up.
And Carson has two offices.
One at 1890, one out at Sand Hills, Northwest Lincoln.
Two high-powered jobs, by the way.
Yes.
Wow.
He's a busy guy.
He holds down two of the most high-powered jobs in the state, and yet he's fun and he's full of life. He's a spirit animal, Carson is.
He is.
And he runs Currency.
He's a nice
dude. Sand Hills Global.
God dang. So you were over at, did you eat it? You didn't eat at Aragon, though.
No, I was actually, what I'm talking about now is that I was actually out at Sand Hills Global and saw where his
location's
at.
Oh, you were out there. Oh, yeah. I thought you went and saw this 1890 office too.
I think that's a private elevator. You can't even get up.
He's right. They got to come down and get you
it's
to go
like
down.
It's like trying to see the president of the United States.
It is.
Yeah, it's really hard.
You don't even try. Someone has to come get you to go up there. Dead serious. That's legitimate.
You know what else, Bill? Just watching tennis on TV, live match.
Yes.
What did you hear? Out.
Yep.
Let
fall.
We did hear that very
long.
Loud. You heard Bill.
What else did you hear, Bill?
The TV.
Foot fault. You played tennis in Pender, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Me and Duke played doubles.
God, I wish you could have seen that.
Me and Duke were partners.
The bickering
played all the
time
right by the pool. And several times we would knock a ball into the pool. They'd throw it back. You had to hit it for a while to let it dry out. So.
Better time.
You didn't bring enough.
Better time.
No. If you think we're showing up, I'm telling you right now,
you got a can of balls. Yeah.
That was for the summer. Right. That was it. I mean, that was
a canister
just the
of
fact
ball.
That when you play a game, just think about this. What? There's no other sports where balls come in a vacuum sealed Pringles can.
when they were new though, that was a time.
Oh yeah,
like when you had new tennis balls.
When you got a brand new tennis ball and you would just hit it as far as you could with your Chris Everett racket, like that, it would just sail.
Chris Everett. I had a wooden racket, and I favored the wooden racket.
And you'd put that thing over the top, and you would, and you'd have those wing nuts to tighten it down. Right. So that kept it from warping.
Warping, right? But it always warp anyway.
It's also very common just to see a racket and just hold it up, and it's warped. Jake, it was very common to see that.
Just played through it. All right.
Thank you to Currency.
Yeah, thank you to Currency.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Scott Docterman.
Oh, the doctor.
You're aware of him. Friend.
I listened to this interview.
Of The Athletic, he wrote recently, then he talked on the radio about, he said that Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, is that his quiet approach is hurting the Big Ten conference this offseason, whereas, you know, Greg Sankey's out there loud, boisterous everywhere, claiming how the SEC is the king and going on all the different radio shows and talking about the SEC. Is there anything wrong with the way that Petitti has handled this and being more on the quiet end of this offseason? Do you side with Scott Docterman at all on his take about Tony Petitti, or is this a ridiculous early July clickbait story?
Oh, Jake. Did you hear the... So you heard the interview? You heard the interview?
I heard the interview. It was very good interview at that. I don't see when they say that it's hurting the Big Ten. Tell me how. I mean, I don't understand right now. It's just he has been very much in the shadows, Tony Petitti, but I don't see how it's where you just say it is clearly hurt. Now they're at odds on how they, and it's really only, they're only talking one thing, and that's the college football playoff expansion. That's all they're talking about because they are at odds just for the first time with the SEC. As I mentioned on the show last week, that the ACC and Big 12 are more in line with the SEC. So he might feel that that's what's costing him because he's not as boisterous, that maybe that's costing the other two power conferences to get in line. But I don't see where it actually is. You can say, well, here's what happened, and it's all because he didn't say very much. I don't see it.
It was, if you heard the interview, it was Docterman on a radio show on Sirius. He said that the Big Ten is essentially now fighting from its back. Like, and he said that, I guess, Bill, to answer your question of how is it hurting the Big Ten, how is it helping the SEC, what Docterman was saying is, because he's not wrong about this, that college football is very much about PR and messaging and perception. And it is, but I still don't see where the benefit is with Sankey being very blustery, doing every interview he can.
He is everywhere.
Right.
All the time.
He does it. Petitti has done one interview. He sat down with Joel Klatt last week and did talk about the playoff. But really his message was he's very open-minded about it. Petitti favors the 4-4-2-2 model. And then was it 1-4-4-2-2-1-3? I can't remember it all the time. But it's four automatic. Four automatics for the SEC.
So his take on the interview I thought was very good, because I listened to both. I listened to the Klatt and I listened to the other interview we're just discussing now. But with Klatt, he had obviously nobody. Everybody says why should there be any AQs? That's crazy talk. We should not just give someone that doesn't deserve one. Say it's the fourth team and they're non-deserving, but they're getting in. That's sensical. But the one that he brought up was, he said, how hard is the committee to do their job? Really hard. So imagine that they have to now select 11 teams.
Right, right.
11. That was Petitti's point. Just put the best 16 in. Imagine trying to pick the best 16. I mean, but trying to pick 11.
Right.
Now, if you have the AQs, there's 8 eaten up already. And then also with a 9 eaten up, actually, with the group of 5 or group of 6, whatever they are now. So that was his take on it. But that's where they're fighting back, and he's not getting much traction. Everyone is pushing back, and I agree with that. I push back on AQs. If there's a year when an SEC or Big Ten team gets a fourth team in and they're non-deserving, and a deserving team is out, just because they cut a deal because they had the most power
before the season.
That's hard.
Yeah. before the season.
Yeah, before the season ever started. And you're saying, nope, all of a sudden it's a weird year, and 8-4 Purdue gets in, and non-deserving, but they made the four.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Fourth spot. And so I have a hard time with that. But his conversation, though, about the committee selecting 11 grabbed me.
It did, because it'll just be difficult. The difficulty goes up. Because what he said was a lot of those teams that are under consideration start to look the same. That there's just not much that differentiates them. So he's right about that. The one thing that Petitti, these discussions go on and on. But one of the interesting parts of what he is pushing is this idea that the Big Ten would play a championship game, but then also match 3-6 and 4-5 to determine who gets in. And
okay.
So do you see what I'm saying?
The same day?
Yeah. There would be these play-in games.
Play-in games.
Bill, you've heard this. Now, I like it. There's the one big problem that they were talking about on the radio this weekend. The one big problem with that, though, is the championship game 1 and 2 are in. Why still play the championship game? Right? Because you're just, at that point, you're just risking injury, right?
It would just be for the seeding purposes, but I agree with that. I love his conversation about what he's working for the most is more quality games.
Yeah.
He wants them that the Big Ten's got nine conference games. He mentioned numerous times, we just can't put bad teams in front of fans. We just can't have those games.
He's pushing hard on that.
We need to have great games. Because in the end, he's smart enough to know that the only way that revenue is going to take off is through TV. That's the only way to make more money is through TV revenue when they redo that. And when you start going to the marketplace, and let's just say the 1 and 2 game SIP, it's like, yeah, they're going to play it.
Uh-huh.
It's not that interesting. But those other three games,
God. Oh, God, yes.
So now just think about this. If you're the sixth team, you're alive. So that means at week 12 or 13, remember last year I kept saying there's going to be like 40 teams alive late in the year, and there was.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be like 50 to 60 teams. They're like, you know what? If we win out after it's week 10, if we win out, we can get to sixth.
With a tough non-conference loss.
With a tough non-conference. So play the non-conference loss because it's not going to kill you.
Right.
You have to have better games. They being Fox and ABC and CBS like that, they wanted to show nothing, but they want TV, good quality games. That's where the money's made. And so Petitti is nailing it in that area.
So what would Sankey say to that? Would he say, well, we do have quality games, even with only playing eight conference games, we have quality games. Or then you would say, now wait a second though, you're playing in like week 10 Chattanooga, you know, you're playing
Mercer, the Citadel,
right? What's his pushback to that? The very blustery Greg Sankey.
He'll have one. Obviously his biggest pushback is going to be our worst. The conference is so good.
Yeah.
Top to bottom that our conference games are better than anything else. I don't see how eventually they're all smart enough to know that this thing needs to go to 16. I don't know if it needs to go to 16, but they do for financial reasons. They want to have more teams in more games in the playoffs. That just creates everything. They want teams to have a chance to stay alive, to be in this competition. So someone has to give. So what they're saying is if they're willing to give, but everyone's saying you have to go both ACC and SEC. You got to go to 9 games. And if they go to 9 games, then there's probably going to be some sort of, now we'll do the 5-11 model. Yeah. But there's a pretty hard battle right now going on between the two.
Yep.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is major U.S. concert locations, festivals.
Wow.
Are you sticking around for this, Bill? Wow. Or hanging with this, Bill?
Yeah, hang with us.
Okay. Major U.S. concert festival locations.
This is fascinating. Randall. This is fascinating.
Think you know that? Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Shut up. Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip and Bill in trivia today. Our topic is major U.S. concert festival locations. How do you feel about this today?
Not bad. Not bad. Okay. I'll know a few of these.
Okay. Okay.
Steve.
Bill doesn't feel great about this. So.
Bill, I think you'll surprise yourself once again.
Well, let's see how this... we got Dylan. Dylan, how do you feel about major U.S. concert festival locations?
Oh, I'll give the old college try.
All right.
Dylan.
Dylan's with us.
Dylan, thank you for calling on this Monday morning.
First question goes to Dylan. What city has Lollapalooza in late July / early August every year?
Oh, I think that's a layup. Give me Chicago.
Brilliant!
That is a layup.
Chicago is correct. 1-0 lead for Dylan. Sip, first question to you. What city has Summerfest over 3 weekends, and it just wrapped up this past weekend?
Oh, don't have it.
All right. Yeah, Bill has it.
Bill, I need you on this one. Go ahead. The stage is yours.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee is correct.
Brilliant.
How did you know that?
We've all been there.
To it.
Uh-oh, hang on.
You're listening.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Wait a second. You've been to it?
Yes.
Wait, how old were you?
How old was I? Yeah. I don't know. It's like 10 years ago. I was coaching at Wisconsin, drove to Milwaukee.
Well, who is a feature band that you remember?
I don't even really remember. The big thing about it is they have all these amphitheaters set up that you can, there'll be like 8 bands playing at one time, and you cannot hear the other band. It's so acoustically well set up.
I wonder if that almost sounds like Sheryl Crow would have been there.
Yeah. Possible.
Yes.
All right, next up, back to Dylan. Dylan, for the lead, what state has the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in mid-June every year? Bonnaroo.
That's going to be Tennessee.
Jeez.
Brilliant.
Jeez.
Manchester,
Louise.
Tennessee is correct.
It's like Dylan made up.
He may have. Okay, sip for the force the tiebreaker. Bill's out. You can't help you out. What city has the South by Southwest Film and Music Festival in mid-March every year?
God, you hit me with one I know. My good friend, Elk Kent Wilgamot, would go down there every year and come back and regale me with stories about Austin and who he met and who he interviewed. He got to know Willie Nelson so well that, I mean, I think he considers Willie a friend. South by Southwest is in Austin, Texas.
Brilliant!
4-for-4 today. Now this goes to Dylan. Dylan on the tiebreaker here. I'm lowering the music so we can hear Bill. Okay, Dylan, you put the number out there, and Sip and Bill will go over before or after your answer. Okay. What year, Dylan, did Lollapalooza first happen? First Lollapalooza was when? What year?
Let's go 1991.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
You nailed it.
On the dot, 1991 is correct for Lollapalooza. So we got all 4 questions right and the tiebreaker on the dot today. That's well done.
Wow.
Dylan, excellent work. Congrats. We'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling
Thank you, Dylan, calling down the road.
Thank
you for emailing that in to Jake.
He sent me the game show.
I told you guys I'm a bit of a music guy. So
yeah.
Apparently so. Well,
you are Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Maybe.
Congrats, Dylan. Nice win today. Well done.
Exactly.
That was 4-for-4 and the tiebreaker.
Was there some collaboration on that?
No.
That's incredible.
Nope, no collaboration. That was just, hey, you got your questions right. You did.
I know. It was a good show, actually. I like that.
I felt that. I'm like, this had to have started in the 90s. I felt good about the 90s. I was hoping he was going to say some obscure thing like 1941 or
right.
something.
Nope. 1991.
Good job by Dylan. He was chipper and he won. I'm kind of happy for him, although we like to
Breakers
win.
Breakers and Stool, I'm out. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you in office tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Bill, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Hour three is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.